to look at our news again and share it all, Seth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. A retired Marine colonel will be stopping in Indianapolis tomorrow as part of a cross-country tour to raise money for wounded military and their families. WFYI's Marianne Holland reports.
Colonel John Folsom is stopping in all 50 state capital cities as part of his second annual tour to raise support for the families of wounded military. The tour began Wednesday and concludes July 21st. Folsom is making the continental portion of his trip in a 2011 Shelby Mustang, a vehicle he says represents America's spirit of freedom. Once the trip is done, that vehicle will be auctioned off, with proceeds going to wounded warriors' family support. Folsom says this year's goal is to raise $250,000.
What we'd like to do is we'd like to just give these families who could not otherwise afford it a chance to get together again and rebuild relationships.
The money for the families goes toward vacations aimed at helping families reconnect after a military family member is wounded. Folsom's stop in Indianapolis will be at 7 p.m. tomorrow at Bird Ford on Pendleton Pike. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
The state of Indiana has until noon today to respond to the Obama administration's decision siding with Planned Parenthood of Indiana in an attempt to block the state's new abortion funding law. Federal Judge Tanya Walton Pratt granted the state's request for a week to respond to a Justice Department brief filed June 16th. That brief supported Planned Parenthood's request for an injunction blocking a new state law that bars it from receiving Medicaid payments for general health services. Planned Parenthood stopped seeing Medicaid patients this week after private donations that had paid those patients' bills ran out. Pratt gave Planned Parenthood until 6 p.m. to file its own response to the expected state brief. Drug-free Marion County will be awarding nearly $450,000 in grants to help reduce local alcohol, tobacco, and drug problems. Executive Director Randy Miller says intervention is a key.
Drug treatment courts, those are the sort of alternatives in the criminal justice system that focus not just on penalizing the individuals, but giving them opportunities again to receive treatment, to get help, rather than being incarcerated. And those have been shown to be pretty successful in reducing recidivism.
Grants will be given to projects that focus on prevention and education, treatment, and law enforcement. A July 15th meeting is scheduled for programs and organizations that want to apply for the grants. The state and local governments in 32 Indiana counties have been approved for public aid to help cover the cost of cleaning up from a round of severe storms in April and flooding in Indiana. The state applied for public aid for 34 counties, but Clay and Lawrence counties were denied. The aid for local governments can cover 75% of the cost of debris removal, disaster services, and infrastructure repairs. And former Fort Wayne Mayor Paul Helmke says he will soon leave his post as president of the Brady Campaign and the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Helmke is undecided about what he'll do after leaving the job or whether he'll return to Fort Wayne or stay in Washington. Helmke was Fort Wayne's Republican mayor from 1988 to 2000. His five-year commitment to the organization ends July 10th. New research is providing some perspective on the mood of Hoosier business leaders. Wayne Pratt has more. Inside Indiana Business.
The initial Indiana Business Confidence Index stands at 65%, reflecting a modest level of confidence in the Hoosier business community, but also a continued hesitation when it comes to adding jobs. The index is a partnership between Inside Indiana Business and Indianapolis-based Walker. It is compiled from responses of an online panel of more than 5,000 executives and employees throughout the state. Walker Senior Vice President Bruce Kidd.
So what does 65% mean in a business context? If you think about it from a little different perspective, that what that means is two-thirds of our Indiana businesses that responded to this, several thousand, feel pretty confident about where they are and where they're going. So that's not bad. It's not 90, but it's certainly not 30, and that's good. We're kind of in the middle.
The index also shows perceptions of employee morale have remained static, with only about half the respondents feeling it is going to improve. Another new report out this morning says the first half of the year has been strong for economic development in Indiana. Here's reporter Andy Ober.
The Indiana Economic Development Corporation reports over the last 6 months it has worked with 123 companies that plan to expand or establish operations in the state. The IEDC says the businesses anticipate investing $1.76 billion and creating more than 11,000 jobs. Those new positions, which companies expect to hire over the next 5 years, pay an expected average hourly wage of nearly $23, well above the state average. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
St. Regis says it is expanding its Indianapolis facility and adding 41 jobs by 2014. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
Impact the business world with a degree from the Evening MBA program at the Kelly School of Business, Indianapolis. The program combines classroom learning with professional experience to produce an education unique to Indianapolis' urban campus. Learn more at kelly.iupui.edu.
A powerful combination of experience and innovation has made Indiana a leader in life sciences. More about how BioCrossroads is fueling growth is available at biocrossroads.com, where ideas find life.
Purdue University is helping two business organizations develop plans to expand trade and investment with China. The agreements with Greater Lafayette Commerce and the Logansport-Cass County Economic Development Corporation are the first partnerships with the university's new Global Business Engagement Initiative, which is directed by Mark Van Fleet.
You had a plan that enabled you to target specific companies, and you did this as an ongoing effort, and you followed up with a systematic effort. That will pay off much more than simply going on visits.
Purdue's plans for the two areas will be based on research involving business and economic assets in Cass and Tippecanoe counties. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather today and tonight, mostly cloudy. Today's high 72, low tonight 57. Mostly sunny and 80 tomorrow. Then Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high about 81. Right now, it's cloudy and 63 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks very much. It's 8:37 now, and sports, the big story, the NBA draft last night for the Indiana Pacers, a huge step forward with the...